California faces the nation's biggest state deficit. Governor Gray Davis is working to close a projected $35 billion gap. So he's negotiating with Indian tribes for a bigger piece of their gambling operations. NPR's Rachel Miro reports.
You might easily drive right by the Pechanga Casino, nestled amid cookie-cutter housing developments 85 miles southeast of L.A. But every day, thousands of gamblers converge here to try their luck on the slot machines. Some players get lucky, but of course the biggest winner is the house. In this case, the Pechanga Band of Luiseno Indians. It's all thanks to the Indian Gaming Regulatory Act of 1988, which let federally recognized tribes set up casinos in states that allow them. John Palinkas is president of the Pechanga Development Corporation.
This is the only successful program, gaming that is, that has been able to pull tribes out of poverty. All the past programs put forth by the federal government have been failures. This is the one vehicle that's allowed the tribes to improve themselves.
Pechanga's gaming profits have paid for a fire station, a school where children can study the Luiseno language, and powerful lobbyists to roam the halls of Sacramento, hundreds of miles north of here. It's a relatively sudden shift from poverty to affluence. It wasn't until 2000 that California voters approved a legally viable measure giving Indian tribes a monopoly on casino gaming. Governor Gray Davis then negotiated a series of operating agreements with 61 of the state's 107 tribes. But just 3 years later, Davis is already renegotiating. David Rosenberg is the governor's point man on the talks.
The existing compacts have a small measure of revenue sharing with the state, and we'd like to explore with the tribes a more vigorous form of revenue sharing. For example, in Connecticut and in New York, recent negotiations have resulted in revenue sharing of between 20% and 25%.
Rosenberg wouldn't be the only one to call what tribes currently give California small. $75 to $90 million a year amounts to just 2% of an estimated $5 billion industry, according to the California Gambling Control Commission. Tribal officials contend they only pull in $3 billion a year. But even then, the state's take is tiny, according to Professor I. Nelson Rose, a gambling law expert at Whittier Law School.
California now is about the third biggest market in the United States, after the Las Vegas Strip and Atlantic City. And it's a little bit unfair to compare all of California with just the Las Vegas Strip. But it's pretty clear also that within, say, 10 years, California casinos will be bigger than all of Nevada.
Governor Davis has recommended tribes ante up $1.5 billion a year. And not surprisingly, he's met with stiff resistance from tribal leaders. They argue only a handful of tribes could afford to fork over something like a quarter of their income. More to the point, they don't have to. Tribes are sovereign nations, and federal law bars states from taxing tribes. California is entitled to bargain for revenue sharing, but Governor Davis has already signed on the dotted line, and most compacts don't expire until 2020.
In terms of the money, there's nothing he can do except give them more and then ask for some of it.
In practical terms, I. Nelson Rose says, that's likely to mean internet gambling and more slot machines, something Davis had promised to limit. There's currently a cap of 2 casinos and 2,000 slot machines per tribe, but at successful casinos like Pechanga, the demand for slots is so great, two-hour lines often form on the weekends. Tribal officials have said that in exchange for more of the lucrative slot machines, Davis is likely to get some of the money he's asking for, but not $1.5 billion. The governor will need another game plan to help close California's massive budget deficit. Rachel Miro, NPR News, Temecula, California.